There are two things that are absolutely true. Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what Grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Josh Reese.
I won't be spoiling anything this week other than Dodgeball is a pretty fucking funny movie.
Oh, it's great. I mean, yeah, it's been 19 years, so I think we could spoil it. It's a comedy. Oh,
fucking 19
It's a lighthearted
years.
Comedy. It's one of my favorite comedies of all time.
Yeah. Really old,
I fucking love it. This all happened because a few weeks ago, Josh broke the news from another news site that they're making Dodgeball 2.
You don't know. Maybe Justin Long told me.
It's apparently official. I am worried about it because these comedy sequels, 10, or in this case, 20 years later, do not ever, they're never good.
No. Yeah.
Never. When it's 10 to 20 years later, we even did an we even had an episode where we were talking through, like, you know, how many good comedy sequels, like, have actually been good. And there's been a few, but they didn't take 10 years, like, there wasn't a 10-year gap
right
in between them. And this would be 20.
And it looks like, I'm not even sure Ben Stiller's in Dodgeball 2 as of right now.
They haven't confirmed it yet, but no, how could you make it without him?
Right.
You know, he's the whole thing.
But Vince Vaughn's in it for sure, apparently, and he's producing it too. So it's like,
it seems like it's going to be a very low budget movie.
Yeah.
Because this, I don't even think that this is something that could be in theaters. It's got to be, like, you know, on Netflix or HBO
Amazon
Max.
Amazon Prime.
I don't know about something like that.
I mean, it made so much money off of like a $20 million
budget.
Yeah,
but nothing makes money anymore unless it's superheroes or
true.
You know, video games like Mario. I just don't know about
Well, I mean, Netflix will overpay for it. So, yeah.
Sure, of course. Yeah. Right. I mean, the original Dodgeball is on HBO Max if you want to watch it.
Yeah.
It holds up. I still love it. I was working in the movie theater when it came out. I saw it so many times. Yeah, so I love it. Quick little story. There was did I tell the story of the woman that, like, she complained and wanted her money back? She was with her teenage sons.
No, I haven't heard this one.
From Dodgeball. They went to go see Dodgeball. She came out like 20 minutes later and she said, "This movie has porn in it." And she demanded her money back. She got her money back. She was talking about the scene, the car wash scene with the girls in bikinis.
Now, like, she was upset, like, about Justin Long.
This was at the theater you worked at?
Yeah.
You heard, you saw this?
So it was like, do you not take your kids to the beach? Can they not go swimming?
Because
there's women in bikinis.
They're not allowed.
And by the way, these kids have seen way more already on the internet.
That's probably true.
You lunatic.
Right. And it's PG-13. Yeah. Were they younger than 13?
No.
Oh, they were older than 13?
Yeah, wow, they were probably like 15 and 13.
That's probably on her. Sex already.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're more sexually active than their own mother.
Yeah, right.
Do people not watch trailers? Well, I guess that scene wasn't in the trailer. But
oh,
I mean,
it was.
Fun fact, that lady's name was Karen.
Karen.
That's where it came from.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, probably so.
So, yeah, we're going to get into Dodgeball later. But first, we have to talk about the latest news and rumors, a.k.a. the Hollywood Hogwash. So Vin Diesel recently told Fandango that Fast 10 could actually be the first in a trilogy.
I'm sorry. When you're the 10th movie, how is it the first of anything?
Now it's a trilogy.
Come on.
Will it be a trilogy? I mean, you might as well just Fast and Furious.
What did
10
9
will
make?
Never
did
end.
Did 9 kill it at the box office?
Yeah.
It did?
Yes.
These movies all kill it.
It was 2021, I believe.
Yeah.
But no, they all killed it. I mean, Fast 7 made over $1 billion.
It is insane how
$762 million in the U.S. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's worldwide. Worldwide, $726 million.
That's
Fast 9.
Pretty respectable.
Or F9. It's called F9.
Yeah.
Fuck 9.
Fuck 9.
It is amazing how this movie just keeps on
minting
money.
The budget was $200 million.
Yeah.
And here's the funny part. In the U.S., it made $173.
Yeah.
So the budget was higher than the U.S. gross, but of course, worldwide.
Oh,
which is insane because usually the U.S. is at least half of the worldwide.
Yes.
In this case, It was not. But everyone's that was, over Vin Diesel.
That was a year over. That was a year after COVID.
Yeah, but the rest of the world was shut down way more than we were. You would think.
No, the rest of the world still goes to the fucking movies.
Yeah,
you know, like when I saw Thor in theaters in Mexico, it was packed, fucking packed.
Really?
And like, there's only been like one or two movies that I've gone to here since COVID that it's been packed. One of them was Spider-Man: No Way Home.
Yeah,
you know, like they just don't. It just doesn't. I mean, yeah, obviously Mario's making a shit ton of money in the U.S., but...
No, but look at this. Printing money. Fast 7, $1.5 billion. Fast 8, $1.2.
Yeah.
I mean, if not for COVID, this one would have been definitely
a billion. Yeah.
This one will probably be $1 billion. How is it that such a simple franchise... Not even a franchise. Such a simple movie way back in the day with Vin Diesel and Paul Walker ended up sprawling this
because they became superheroes. Once you become a superhero.
Yeah. Fast Five. Spins off. They got The Rock and they turned into superheroes.
Yeah.
So Fast Five is kind of where it jumped off, I guess.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Because once they got The Rock.
They went to Brazil.
Look, Fast Two, 200 million. I mean, look at the comparison.
That's true.
Yeah. Once they got The Rock, it took off. It also took off The Rock's career. Like he was doing the Tooth Fairy. He was doing the shittiest fucking movies. And then he got Fast Five and like The Rock and that franchise took off.
Right.
And that's why he's a huge star today.
That's amazing.
But originally Vin Diesel said Fast 11 would be the final film and it would be like a, you know, Fast 10 and 11 is a two-parter. Now he's saying it's at least going to Fast 12. But just be honest. You know, say it's never ending.
It's never ending. Right.
So do we know what what is he making on this movie?
I don't know.
Like what like you kind of have like they what have they made one
I'm
or
sure
two without
he's
him?
He's also probably a producer, right? He's got to
be an executive. They made producer.
Oh, he wasn't in two.
He wasn't in two.
But then
obviously.
He was at the like end of three. Like he had a little cameo the last scene of three and he was like, "I'm back."
It says 20 million, but 20 doesn't seem right.
That's probably just his acting credit, you know? He also has a producer credit, I think.
Yeah.
He's got to be getting a piece of this fucking movie.
The budget? Can you guys guess the budget?
For Fast 10?
10.
Well, what did he say?
The estimated budget.
Didn't you say 9 was 200 million, or one of you said that?
No, that's how much it made.
Yeah, no, you said it was 200
million.
Oh,
200
million
was 9, yeah.
9.
So this is 10.
I'm going to say 300 million.
Any other
400.
Guesses? 350.
Okay, split the difference.
That's insane.
So how many planes did they crash in this
movie? That's insane. Right. 300 million? That's insane. Right. That's what like a country makes in a year. Oh, my God.
With the way this budget is going, they can totally get cars to space.
Yeah.
Like,
they can
for real?
Just hire Elon to build a rocket to send them to space.
Well, his rockets are blowing up. So
would totally fit in the Fast franchise.
They're still calling it a success, but yeah. Just be honest, it's not going to end. It's literally your only meal ticket, Vin Diesel. And yes, you're filthy rich now, but yeah. It's just funny how he did the first one. He was like, "I don't do sequels. I'm a serious actor." And then they were like, "Hey, no one wants you for any other movie.
Anything else." He's doing another Black, Pitch Black. What is that one called?
Yeah.
Oh, Riddick. Right.
Probably like XXX at some point, but like that's, you know what I mean?
Quadruple X.
How has that not come back, to be honest?
Well, it did. They made another one without him.
Well, yeah, they made the one with Ice Cube. But that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Vin Diesel. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I just Googled XXX movie. That was not what I wanted. Whoops.
It comes out.
Not safe for work search?
No.
Fast 10 comes out this Thursday.
Thursday?
Fucking wait. Yeah.
That's next week's movie?
Yes.
Wow.
I did not realize it was that soon.
I wonder if we have how long it is yet. It's probably 3 hours. I'm going to say 240.
How have they not? They figured out how to bring back Han. What?
Wow. And it says only 221. I'm shocked.
Wow. Well, that's because there's going to be four parts to this movie.
That's true.
I'm like, if you brought back Han, is that his name? Like, why couldn't you bring back Gal Gadot's character? She's like a way bigger star now.
I kind of expect that to happen in this movie.
You think so?
Doesn't everyone come back eventually?
Yeah.
Everyone becomes the family and, you know, the family.
They were shitty mechanics and now they're code breakers and, you know.
Astronauts.
They're astronauts.
They were astronauts.
You can't kill them.
As Ludacris said to Tyrese when they were in space, bro, it's science.
Right. It is.
So
sure.
Brie Larson's in Fast 10. She's new.
It's science.
Alan Ritchson is in Fast 10. He's the one that plays Reacher in the Amazon show.
No.
Wait, Michael Rooker. Yeah, Michael Rooker's in Fast 10.
What?
What?
I'm so excited.
They are going nuts.
I'm just not excited for Cardi B.
Cardi B's in this movie? What the fuck?
Didn't she have a cameo? She was in Fast 9. She was like a part of a SWAT team. It was so fucking dumb.
Oh, man. I want to know what he plays in it because he's awesome. Jack Reacher.
Wait, yeah. Excuse me?
He's awesome.
Did you just say that Jack Reacher is awesome?
The guy who played the in the show? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
He didn't watch the show.
Did you like the show?
I love
you watched the Reacher show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Why?
Really? What?
It's amazing.
His three words per show?
It's not about him talking, but yeah, I thought his character was great.
He was so robotic, Jack Reacher.
But I think that was the point to that character in a way. It's like, yeah, he's not. He just kicks ass. That's all he does. Mm. Were you looking for story in a Jack Reacher TV show?
I was looking for a little bit more interesting.
Yeah. I wasn't. I was looking for him just whooping people's ass, and that's exactly what happened. Hey, you're going to be really disappointed in Fast X this week, then, Josh.
I'm going to be very
You're not going to like the plot of that one either, buddy.
Well, you know what? At least Cardi B will there, so that'll help me.
All right.
That'll help you out.
Hopefully she has a big part.
We tried to watch. Actually, Josh watched all of Reacher season one.
I did.
I refused to watch it.
Why?
You watched two episodes.
Because it's so simplistic. Like, the whole, like, oh, trouble just finds me. Oh, look, that's a big boy. They just kept using like the most generic lines.
How much did you watch
every TV show? Honestly, a couple episodes.
Just watch the rest. It's really good.
I can't.
Please watch the rest, Andrew.
I really did not like it.
Oh, it's so good.
Agree to disagree on that one.
Well, you've only watched two episodes. You can't disagree.
You enjoyed.
Yeah, sure, I can.
I've watched two episodes of a show and wanted to give up and then kept going and it ended up being amazing. Well, Game of Thrones is one of them.
The dialogue was
terrible.
Breaking
Bad. Well, Breaking Bad's good.
We've already talked about this on the show, so Andrew knows. But, like, you enjoyed the final episode where everyone just got their own bad guy that they
everyone
had to defeat?
Got their own. Well, I mean, not really. That's oversimplifying.
Like, to me, it was like trying to be justified, but justified is better writing, better acting, better dialogue. Like, you know.
A very simple justifying.
Yeah.
You're putting it up against a really great show. I mean, if you put anything up against Breaking Bad, it's going to look bad. You know what I mean?
Oh, the cuffs don't fit him.
That's awesome. He's huge.
I know. It's just, you know, it's been done so many times.
All right.
Moving on. So one of the producers of John Wick told Deadline that John Wick 5 could happen, but it depends on Keanu Reeves and director Chad.
Oh, you think?
It depends on Keanu Reeves and director Chad Stahelski getting drunk in Japan.
Well,
so I guess they got to get drunk together and then like just get excited for doing another one. Maybe that's how John Wick 4 happened.
Maybe.
They got drunk. We're like, let's do another one. Okay. We'll do it here in Japan.
Hasn't
it was like, yeah, it was great.
Keanu Reeves said that he'll do as many John Wicks as people want him to do.
He said that in the past.
Yes. I mean, I imagine this is the next Fast and Furious. There's going to be John Wick 10.
Oh, please.
How much does this movie?
Because I legitimately love John Wick, not in a sarcastic way like the Fast and Furious.
Budget was 90 worldwide, 400. Yes. Yes. Yeah. They'll be making another one.
Yeah. I mean, they're making the spinoffs. They got the Continental episodes that are going to be on Paramount Plus. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm all in on this universe.
Yeah. Yep.
Also, The Hollywood Reporter says Willem Dafoe is joining Michael Keaton and Jenna Ortega in Beetlejuice 2.
Full chub.
Wow.
Full
wow,
chub.
Wow, wow. Wow.
And like, is he just going to play? Yeah.
Beetlejuice?
I mean, is he just going to play a different version of Beetlejuice? It's like multiverse with Beetlejuice.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Nice fucking model.
Yeah.
The film is currently scheduled.
Beetlejuice. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. The movie's scheduled to come out on September 6th, 2024.
Wow. I'm excited.
It's a long way away.
I love Willem Dafoe.
You're excited, but this is what, 30 years later?
It's a long time.
A comedy sequel 30 years later?
To be honest.
Hold on. I got two words for you.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton.
That's true.
That's
a good point.
Two more words. Willem Dafoe.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you have to be excited about a Beetlejuice sequel just because.
Have you ever seen a Michael Keaton movie that was bad? Because, like, I'm sure they exist, but I never saw the RoboCop reboot. I'm sure that sucked.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see it either.
You know, like.
He made a movie about drugs. He's made a couple of serious movies.
Oh, the one about the prescription drugs?
No, it was maybe. It was really old.
Oh, no. I think this is more recent.
Jack Frost?
No.
Well, that's a kid's movie. Yeah, that was dumb. That's a kid's movie. Come on, you can't count
I love
that.
The founder. Oh. What Morbius.
He's not the star of Morbius.
Is he in Morbius?
Yes.
Yes, he's in Morbius.
It's the worst
MCU
line.
Character?
Yeah, it's the worst dialogue ever.
Wait, what is he in? Go back?
Yeah.
What was he in that movie?
Spotlight?
The Batman.
No, the Batman.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, that's Michael Keaton movies.
That's just Google fucking up.
All right.
Mm.
Also, Variety reports that...
Did you ever see Mr. Mom?
Yes. No, not all the way.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
So have you guys seen Lord of War? The 2005 film with Nicolas Cage selling weapons to the other countries.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of scenes from it, though, because a lot of them are on.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It's super dark. It's got Jared Leto in it.
Mm.
Sure. So according to Variety, they're making a sequel. With Nicolas Cage returning. Wow,
they make a sequel to everything nowadays. So
now, the movie was based on a true story. But I guess, like, this is just a weird one for me. Because it was this dark, like, standalone film. And now they're making a sequel. They say Bill Skarsgård will play his son, who is also an arms dealer trying to top his father.
Hmm.
So this is interesting.
Not
so,
sure about that.
I don't know if this part... I think they're just being like, yeah, the first one was based on a true story. We're just going to...
Make our own
We're just gonna
movie now?
Go crazy with the sequel.
That's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
I can't think of another movie that's done that before that was like based on a real story and then like, we're going to do our own movie.
The first,
if Cocaine Bear had a sequel.
Oh,
and
God,
like,
Josh.
No, because Cocaine Bear is based on a real story.
None of that is a real story.
Now, when you say based on a true story, it's
a lot
could
of
be
times,
very lightly based.
A lot of times they do whatever they want.
You ever hear George Carlin talk about based on a true story? He's like, well, the true story is that we went out to the cabin and it was had a nice time.
Yeah.
But then everyone gets murdered. It's like, that wasn't part of the story. You've seen Johnny Dangerously.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's great. Gung Ho.
I've not seen Gung Ho.
Gung Ho is amazing.
Yeah.
The movie I was thinking of is Clean and Sober. It's kind of like a boring kind of like, you know, drug movie with him.
I think he also recently made another movie about like prescription drugs.
Oh, really?
And
the Dream Team was great.
The companies were all evil.
Yeah.
His
early stuff was great, too. Then he did Batman, and then he was super famous.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Also, Variety reports Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis are both in talks to return in a follow-up to the 2003 comedy Freaky Friday.
Shut the fuck
Do you just
up.
Have sequel news
Why?
Today?
That's all I got.
Why?
It's all sequel news.
What?
Literally everything I have is sequel news.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
So now it's going to be, Lindsay Lohan's of course going to have a daughter, right? So it's going to be
that
the mom and the grand
sense.
Mom and grandma that Freaky Friday-ish? That
and maybe the bodies? Daughter.
And the
who cares? What the fuck? Lindsay Lohan is not like, no one who cares about her anymore. It's been like 15 years.
But
was blacklisted a long time ago.
That's true. But, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, she's just coming off of...
I just won an Oscar.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. You know, now they're trying to capitalize, maybe. Probably not, but,
I don't know. I can't see this being in theaters either.
Oh, no, that definitely sounds like an Amazon Direct.
Something
For
like
sure.
that.
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
What do you got, Josh?
Just had a little bit on the Emmys. I know the Emmys are still a little bit away, but
the nominations.
Yeah,
are
they
out?
Kind of have the nominations out right now. So if you guys want to,
this
go
is
through,
official
per Variety. Yeah, this is the list that they have.
All right, let's see it.
So right now, in a drama series, we have Better Call Saul,
winner,
The Crown, House of the Dragon.
That's what will actually win.
The Last of Us.
That should win, too.
The Old Man.
This is Emmy nominations already? Mm-hmm. Already?
Already. Succession. That'll probably
win. When are the Emmys?
It said it was...
Like June, right?
Yeah, June. I
thought it was late summer.
It was like
maybe they changed
early
it.
Summer?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me see.
Okay, I don't care. I don't care.
I've never seen the Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets and The White Lotus. That's for drama.
I bet The Crown wins.
The Crown. Go back.
Okay, go back.
What should win is Better Call Saul.
This is their prediction. Yeah. Is where they have the stars, the predictions. They have Succession winning.
Oh,
Succession.
Sure.
Have you watched any of that?
No.
The Succession's amazing.
It's really
Succession.
Good, but this season's been a little interesting.
I was gonna wait to binge it.
But
at
are
the
they
end.
Rating it on this season? Succession didn't
no,
just
last
come.
Season.
It's gotta be last season's. Yeah.
Yep.
But Better Call Saul is like the final season. House of Dragon. House of Dragon does not deserve to
House
be nominated.
House of Dragon, no, not at all.
I love Last of Us.
Last of Us is pretty good.
My prediction would be The Crown. The White Lotus series is great.
I've heard a lot of good things about The Old Man with Jeff Bridges.
Christopher.
So, I don't know. Do y'all want to go to comedy?
Did you watch any White Lotus yet?
No, I haven't.
None of it? Not even season one?
I've not.
It's really good.
So in comedy, they have Abbott Elementary, Barry, The Bear, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I haven't watched any of that.
Maisel.
Only Murderers in the Building.
If you haven't seen that, it's great.
Yeah.
With,
is it like
Steve
whodunit
Martin
or?
And Martin Short?
Martin Short.
And Selena Gomez. Kind of, yeah. It's great. It's so much fun.
Poker Face, Shrinking.
Poker Face is great. I watched all of that.
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso's great.
The only one I've seen is Barry.
I think Ted Lasso swept last year or something, didn't they?
Really?
Limited series or anthology.
All right, we don't have to go through every one of these.
Okay. Nah, those aren't done.
Dahmer was great.
TV movie.
TV movie. Prey counts as a TV movie.
Prey.
That's my vote. Prey was great.
I haven't seen Fire Ireland. I haven't seen Dolly Parton's
Did you watch
the
Al Yankovic story? Because it was like, it starts off, it's kind of funny, right? It's just kind of like, it's like a movie about Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
Then it just goes off in a sub reality.
Oh.
He starts dating Madonna and he becomes really big. It's kind of weird.
This is upsetting to me.
So this is the lead actor, Jeff Bridges from The Old Man, Brian Cox, Succession, Kerry Culkin from Succession, Diego Luna from Andor. That was really good. Pedro Pascal, Last of Us.
How is what's really good? On here?
Jeremy Strong from Succession.
Oh, Bob Odenkirk is not on there. That's a shame.
Right. Lead actor comedy, Bill Hader probably will win.
Comedy?
Well, they're rating they got to be rating season 3.
Steve Martin, Martin Short, Jason Segel, Jason Sudeikis, and Jeremy Allen White, the Bear. Mm. Lead actor, movie limited role. We can skip that.
Yeah. I guess Peter Evans from Dahmer is nominated.
Yeah, a lot of guests.
I wanted to get to the lead actresses. There we go.
For a drama.
Sharon Hogan, Bad Sisters.
Never saw it.
Melanie Lenkesky, Yellow Jackets.
Lenski. Come on, bro.
Helen Mirren, 1913. Nope. Bella Ramsey.
19 what?
Shut up.
Why is a dyslexic person reading stuff on our show?
Sarah Snook, Succession. Elma, Almeida, Satan.
Bella Ramsey will win for Last of Us.
She should.
Sutton, whatever.
All right. The Crown. Next up, Josh.
Comic Street. No, I wanted to get to Ray Seahorn was on.
Who's that?
Shouldn't that have been drama for...
Supporting actor. Here we go.
Oh, okay. Giancarlo Esposito for Better Call Saul for supporting actor.
There we go. Jonathan Banks. John Lithgow. Matthew McFadden, Alan Rook, Alan Skarsgård. He was in Succession?
What do you mean? Oh, you haven't seen this season.
Stellan Skarsgård? Andor? He was really good.
What are we looking for here?
I was looking for one that Ray Seahorn was in.
So Ray Seahorn is nominated for Best Supporting Actress, right?
Supporting Actress.
Okay.
The thing about this one is that Ray Seahorn submitted herself.
Okay.
Yeah, so AMC did not submit her. It was Ray Seahorn. She submitted herself.
That's interesting.
Competing against Carol Burnett.
Well, that's stupid. Hold on. This is for... Yeah, that's dumb.
That's dumb. Carol Burnett's in, 3 episodes?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of weird, right? Jennifer Coolidge, Elizabeth Debicki.
Who cares?
Yeah, but the biggest thing is it's Ray Seahorn and Carol Burnett going head-to-head in this one.
Oh, that's Saul's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Saul's wife. Girlfriend, yeah. And then Carol Burnett's the one that turns on him.
Right. That's just silly, though.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird that
look at all the White Lotus.
AMC went with her
instead.
So, so that was pretty much all I had. I thought it was kind of interesting. You know, we're still a ways out from the actual Emmys.
Well, like a month, right?
That's a ways, yeah. A little bit of time.
Not that far. Emmys 2023. Oh, never mind. It's in September.
September.
That's what I said. It's usually the beginning of the season. That's why I'm surprised the nominations are out this early. But
yeah. All right then.
Yeah. All right.
Guess we can move on to dodgeball.
Ooh.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Yeah, Josh?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to dodge,
yeah.
Dip, dive, duck, and dick. Dodge.
You had it right. That was
dodge,
funny.
Dodge, dodge.
You did it on purpose.
Dodge. Yes. Good. You dodge. Can dodge my dick. You can dodge my balls.
That's yeah. that's the line.
Something like
that's
that.
That's basically why we're doing this movie. Right. I think White Goodman is easily Ben Stiller's greatest role.
Greatest?
Yeah. More than Zoolander.
I love White Goodman.
I mean, what is it? It's this or Zoolander,
right?
Zoolander,
I would think. I mean, the top two for sure.
What else is there?
It's classic.
I love classic. White Goodman. He's great.
It's great. I'm not saying for sure not. Like, it's definitely up there.
But other than Zoolander, like...
He's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but as, like, the lead? I mean, Meet the Parents is great. I love Meet the Parents. Sure. But, like, White Goodman is a character. I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
The Global Gym commercial is great. You know... And right away, we were talking about this earlier, but I think this, it's just, you know, you got to see this movie like it's a cartoon. It has a lot of cartoon jokes in it, for sure.
Right.
But sure. They show White, and he's super fat, and he says, that's me 6 years and 600 pounds ago. And yeah. It says 1987.
Right.
So the joke is like, wait, so the movie takes place in 1993?
Yeah.
And obviously it doesn't, because there's certain cameos... In the movie that would make that impossible. Yeah. Yeah. But it's just a funny little joke. Right. And the DVD commentary, they were like, oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't notice that. I guess it takes place in 93, guys. Whatever.
It even caught them by surprise. And maybe 19 years ago.
The slogan is, here at Global Gym, we're better than you. And we know it. Now, we talked about this. I forgot which podcast we talked about it on. Maybe both. But like MJF's slogan in AEW is, I'm better than you and you know it. I think he must have gotten it from this movie.
For sure.
99% sure.
He had to have been in
middle
school.
Now, he was also like 5 years old when this movie came out. But I think, you know, a lot of people have seen Dodgeball, even the younger generation.
That's right.
Yeah. I've Googled it. There's nothing like officially out there, but people are also like, yeah, I was watching Dodgeball and... I guess that's where MJF got it from.
Next time MJF is just walking down the road, just go, White Goodman, see if he turns around. Or...
We're better than you and we know it. I'm better than you and you know it. Mm-hmm. It's almost exactly the same.
It's pretty close.
Turns one word.
Yeah.
But I love it. If that's the truth, I fucking love that.
It kind of makes you love MJF a little bit more.
Yes.
He's just like us.
It doesn't hurt. He's just like us.
We got Vince Vaughn as Peter LaFleur. Joel David Moore plays Owen. I think I've only seen him in this, Grandma's Boy, and the Avatar movies.
Oh, right.
You know, the nerdy Avatar guy? Movies?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's one of the nerdy scientists.
He looks like he plays a nerd very well.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about Peter LaFleur for a second? He's a terrible business owner.
I think we
know this. Yeah. Business owner.
Obviously.
How does he keep this gym running? How is there lights on?
There's some.
Why is there people that still come there?
How
did
they let the
paid?
Mortgage get that old? Is my question. Right. $50,000. Wow.
And he's not a great person in this movie, really.
No, yeah, he's
got
kind
a great
of a,
hero,
like a lazy dick almost.
Right.
He won't return his fucking movies that he rented.
What
is
he's
overdue on his movies?
Right.
Including Mona Lisa's smile.
Yeah.
Steven Root, though, could play any character. It's so, like, you watch him, you're like, that's Fuchs from Barry.
Yep,
that's sure. Milton from Office Space.
Yeah.
He's amazing. I love him.
Yeah.
And I also wish Justin Long was in more things.
Right.
You know, he's so great in this movie. He's the best one at taking the dodgeballs. Like, just seeing him get hit with dodgeballs.
He sells hard.
And he sells so great. And yeah. I love his cheerleader audition. He's like, Justin here, ready and super psyched.
Yeah.
Just throwing his arms up.
Can we share a story here for a second?
Yeah.
I totally understand how Justin Long feels in this movie.
That's sad.
When I was in high school, I joined the color guard because I wanted to impress a girl.
That was a cheerleading squad?
No, the color guards was the ones that did the flags football games. Yeah, so I joined the color guard to try to impress a girl. Didn't work. Just like Justin Long, I didn't have no dodgeball gym that I could go to.
You just hold the American flag?
No, those are the ones that spin the flags like during the football games and stuff like that.
Did you do it well?
No, I sucked.
No, you sucked.
So unlike Justin Long a little bit here, you know, Justin Long, I guess, was a pretty good cheerleader.
Yeah, but he redeemed himself.
I didn't have a chance to. I missed my redemption moment.
Sorry. Mm.
So I'm just saying, I felt myself in this movie.
Yeah.
I felt myself being Justin Long. I did.
Okay.
And then you won over the girl in the end, right? Because...
No.
The funny thing is, this movie's so old. Justin Long is like, he's like almost my age.
He's old,
you know.
Holy
but he's
shit!
A kid in
really?
This movie, yeah.
Holy fuck!
44.
I didn't even mean it like that, Joe. I'm old too, buddy.
Not like me.
That's true.
Steve the pirate can't afford his gym membership, but you know Peter takes pity in him. We got Christian Taylor, Ben Stiller's wife, ex-wife, and now I guess again current wife, right? Kate Veitch. Hmm. And then Peter visits
sexy lady.
White at Global Gym, and White has a pre-recorded video of himself berating the customers while they work out. You call that a sit-up?
Yeah.
I'm watching you, Timmy.
Yeah. There's a good energy in the gym.
Every time you see pictures of White Goodman just around the gym, it reminds me of like North Korean dictators.
Oh my God,
like,
yeah.
Like you got the sun behind them and he's proudly just watching, like, with an evil stare.
He's got, like, banners, and it's all him, just over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking design is great. And then Peter tells his friends, you know, we have 30 days to pay the $50,000, to pay the mortgage. Owen suggests a car wash, and that's where we see the women in bikinis, but that's across the street. And right. Average Joe's just has one creepy customer who's, like, fingering his belly button while he watches Justin Long wash the car, doggy
style. Get
in those
creases, boy.
Yeah. You know, he's like, do it now. Yeah.
Get in there nice and deep, lad.
I love it because the scene afterwards, like, well, if an impromptu car wash isn't going to do it for us, why not try more car washes or something else? Yeah, yeah. Like, one was all it took. Like, no, we actually lost money, guys.
So White sent them a cutout of himself, but it's really a video camera to spy on them. Mm. And they're thinking of more strategies. And Dwight's like, we could sell blood and semen. Not. And then Steve's like, gar. What? Not mixed together.
Not mixed together.
Thankfully, though, Gordon reads Obscure Sports Quarterly and finds out that there's a dodgeball tournament. And the prize is...
Exactly.
Yes.
$50,000.
$50,000.
Come on, man.
Then we have White doing his shock therapy. Shocking his nipples while he tempts himself with a donut.
Oh,
that's some
right.
of my favorite parts in the movie. Is just White tempting himself with food.
He's amazing. Yes.
And he meets with Kate. She's like, are you reading the dictionary? Oh, you caught me. I like to break a mental sweat too.
Yeah, the dictionary.
And then one of the best lines, you know, we should mate. What? Date. You know, we should date sometime, you know, socially. And then she's like, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. You know, in some cultures, they only eat vomit. I don't remember which one, but, you know, I read about it in a book.
In a book. No, that's a great save there. Like, you know, just like watching it and like, we should mate. Like, you never hear.
No.
That's so off-putting.
Right. He also has a statue of two naked men wrestling.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's two statues of him wrestling.
Yeah.
And wrestling like himself.
The painting of him, he's like, yeah, that's how I handle my business, taking the bull by the horns.
Oh, yeah.
But that actually happened, though.
It actually happened.
And it's so funny because, like, before he comes in, he's also pumping up his, like,
look at this
thing. Oh, my God.
Like the sneakers, but he's got an air pump for his dick.
For his cod piece.
And then after she leaves, he, and then you hear,
let's go. So then Justin gets, from his high school, he gets the dodgeball instructional video from the 1950s, I guess, with Hank Azaria.
I find it funny thinking that, you know, every year since 1950, probably, or whenever this movie was made, that, you know, their high school gym had to watch that movie.
Right. Every single semester.
And dodgeball couldn't be easier to learn.
Yeah, no.
And we all learn it.
Well, I like how they made up the...
At least my generation learned
it. I love how they made up the origin, like... Where am I? You're in a Chinese opium den,
that
Jimmy.
Little kid.
This is where dodgeball was invented. Except they use severed heads.
Oh, severed shit. Heads. Awesome.
That's like the soccer origin, right?
That's the soccer origin. The Aztecs used to play
with soccer with severed heads.
Severed heads.
Oh my god!
That's like the origin. So I guess they were doing that. Like, soccer they play with severed heads. So it's not really that outside the realm of possibility.
That's true.
Yikes.
That's true.
And the kid in the video that got hit with a dodgeball was actually a little person. Yeah. Like Winston.
Whoa, really?
Yes, they use a little person for
that scene. I guess they couldn't do that to a child.
No, because they really did it. Yeah.
Poor Winston.
That's when we learned the 5 D's of dodgeball, which Josh got wrong earlier.
Go ahead.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Come on, Josh.
It's not that hard. Mm. So they have a regional qualifying match. They get their asses kicked by Girl Scouts. You know, Vince Vaughn nails one of them, but she's, why would you hit a girl? And that trick allows them to win. However,
perfect. Yeah.
And Joe pointed out they stayed for the closing ceremony.
Lost, yeah,
right, right.
They stayed for the trophy presentation for the Girl Scouts.
Well, we can add it to our gym wall. You know, the second place regional trophy
out of two.
Yeah. However, one of the Girl Scouts tested positive for 3 different steroids and a beaver tranquilizer.
God damn it, get Bernice. It?
Get it.
And that was a little cameo by Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
He was announcing shit, that,
right. Yeah.
A lot of cameos in this movie for sure.
Yeah. Oh my God, so many.
Yeah.
So it's crazy like how many people like, you know, they read the script or whatever. This movie looks ridiculous. But, you know, they end up getting, like, Chuck Norris, fucking everybody else.
Yeah, how would you like 10 grand for an hour of your time?
Sure.
Absolutely.
And action.
Absolutely.
Thumbs up and cut. Thank you, Chuck. Here's your check. Appreciate you coming by.
All right, we'll talk about Chuck Norris later, but this movie, like, made him famous again.
Really?
Like, yes, like, wow. People started putting him in shit because this cameo was so goddamn funny.
This was the movie?
Yes. Seriously.
Wow.
This like brought him back in a way.
All he did was thumbs up.
That's it. Everyone loved it.
It revived his career, but everybody else's career ended up doing nothing.
All right, everyone
this movie did a few things. Like ESPN ate the Ocho. Like ESPN actually did that for a little bit. And I think once a year, for like a week, they changed like ESPN2 into the Ocho.
And they do a bunch of random
and they show these stupid things.
They called ESPN2 the Deuce.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, where are they going to go?
Also, dodgeball became super popular after this. That, like, you could sign up to play dodgeball. Like, it's like instead of volleyball tournaments and softball, people are signing up to play dodgeball tournaments.
Yeah, you can still do that today nowadays.
Yeah.
Adult dodgeball leagues.
For sure.
So they celebrate at the local bar, the Dirty Sanchez. You know, fun little name there. Global Jim shows up, and this is another one of my favorite lines where Peter says, "Hey, White, I didn't realize a Nazi camp got out early. Did you decide to skip arts and crafts?"
"Yes, I did.
Yes, I did."
And then White introduces his team of the Global Gym Cobras, Blade, Blazer. Think you've already
Those are real American Gladiator names, by the way.
Think you've already met Michelle. And our last player, friend, Stelanoskovich Develovitsky.
Yeah.
From, what was it? What was her country?
It's like, not Romania, but...
Romaniania? Or it was like something like...
Romaine Tenania? Yeah, I forgot. Something like that.
In her country, dodgeball is the national sport. And her nuclear power plants team won it 5 years in a row.
She has the most dangerous... the most deadly arm.
The most dangerous woman on Earth with a dodgeball.
That's right.
Balmy Blazer. And then she knocks out some guy at the bar.
I think that guy might really be dead.
Yeah.
Outside the bar, we meet Rip Torn as old Patches O'Houlihan, and he becomes their coach. You want to win dodgeball? You got to grab it by his haunches, and you got to harp it into submission. That's the only way you can play. Fucking love him.
I love it because Peter LaFleur's like, okay, old crazy man. He's I'm not crazy, and I'm not a man.
I ain't crazy, and I ain't a guy. Name's Patches O'Houlihan. I'm your new coach. So he shows up to the gym, and I had both versions as a teenager, like the DVDs. There's an unrated version, which, you know, it's really not unrated. It's just different lines.
Right.
But when he rolls into the gym, before he says, like, line up, ladies, he goes, "I love the smell of queef in the morning." He takes a big sniff.
God.
Yeah. So then we have the, if you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball. Peter asks, "Is this necessary? Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine?" "No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste."
"I like the taste."
"I don't think it's sterile."
"No." And then if you could dodge traffic, you could dodge a ball. Yep.
That actually does make more sense.
Does it?
Yeah. Does it though?
I don't know about that.
And you got to use your agility. A car. And stuff like that.
All right.
I mean, cars are faster. Yeah.
That's true.
I guess. Yeah. So then Kate shows off her skills. She knocks White's head off of the fucking standee and, you know, she gotta be lesbian. All I know is that dyke can play. Which is not a word you could use anymore.
No.
But I was quoting a movie.
Yeah.
That will probably not be in the sequel.
Even Vince Vaughn's like, time to put your mouth where our balls are.
Yeah. So good.
Then we cut to Michelle printing out photos of Kate's throw. Like, not don't just show White the video.
Right.
He's printing out photos. He's like, come on, come on.
I know. He's doing it with so much urgency. Jesus, I got to get this paper out.
And he walks into White's office, but White is shoving pizza down his pants. Whoa, sorry, sir. He's what did I tell you about pizza. Knocking?
How many times has he walked in him like that, too?
Yeah. Oh, every time. So then White shows up to Kate's house. And he's all in white. He tells her that they could date now because he got her fired. He told her, you know, he told him that she was drinking on the job.
And stealing or
and
something.
Stealing.
Yeah.
So, of course, White creeps out Kate. Real freaking naughty. Peter comes to the rescue. White goes for a kiss, but she bashes his face on the wall.
And nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Great.
Nobody.
Quotable lines.
Snaps his finger, and Michelle is right there to pick him up on a moped.
I just love...
Greatness.
I love that scene because it makes me think, like, you know, if White Goodman's plans went according to plan, right?
Yeah.
And they were going to go out on a date, I imagine it was going to be him...
Michelle.
And the lawyer.
Yeah, was going to escort.
Riding bitch on the back of the scooter.
Or Michelle just waits there.
Wait right here. We'll be back in a couple of hours.
Wait here, Michelle.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, he's rich. He owns this gym. And he rides around in a fucking moped. That's just perfect.
Of course.
Just like, they probably thought about that, like, the last second. Like, hey, can we get a moped?
Yeah. Right. They actually had, like, a limo first. Like, no, limo's not funny.
Yeah, no. So then Peter convinces Kate to join the team while they're in her house full of unicorns, which is just such a random thing that's not necessary.
I didn't like it. It just makes it weird. I don't know if that's...
There's no payoff.
No.
Like, it never comes back again.
No.
Just a little weird.
Okay.
Maybe they just needed a way to get them from him walking into the door to, like, being on the couch, like, to, like, a transition from the...
They didn't really, but that didn't even do it, though, because they did a cut, a hard cut of them just on the couch drinking. So it's like, they couldn't have just had a drink if that didn't...
Like, let's think about this logically, though. Like, you know, she's super hot girl and everything, but, like, you walk into this lady's house... And it's full of unicorns. Like, don't you immediately want to, like...
Maybe that's it. Like, she's hot. We want to make her, like, out. More like a down-to-earth nerd type.
Or, yeah,
know.
Like a nerd. Like the rest of the
like
average
she belongs because she... They all have a weird thing about them.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Maybe.
That's what I thought, too. Maybe.
She's a freaky, freaky girl.
She's not a pirate, but she is a fucking weird unicorn lover.
Yeah. Right. So she joins the team. And then we have the dodgeball tournament. We have the intro of two robots... playing dodgeball with each other, knocks his head off. Like fucking Godzilla or something. Then we have Gary Cole and Jason Bateman, who add a whole other level of comedy to this movie.
Oh, Lord.
Like halfway in as the commentators. I fucking love it. Jason Bateman has a flaming dodgeball tattoo on his neck.
Fucking Cody Rhodes style.
Yeah. Is that the bracket? No, that's too big. That's not the bracket.
That's something else.
March Movie Madness. Yeah, no.
Someone had to have screenshotted that.
Yeah. So Owen designed some new uniforms for them, but instead they got the S&M team's uniforms.
Oof.
And like,
how is that regulation, to be honest?
It's Vegas, Josh. Come on. But they're on the, like, Owen's on the sideline. Like, he's a coach, right? He's like yelling out plays or some shit. And he's got the S&M gear, but he also has, like, the, like, why did he need to wear the mouthpiece?
The ball
gag. You know,
gag.
Like, you don't need to wear that.
Yeah.
But they barely beat the German team, and David Hasselhoff is furious.
Losers!
Slams his picture on the
cameo
ground.
Cameo number two.
Yeah. Then Peter and White see each other. Like, Peter's walking through the crowd. I'm sorry, White's walking through the crowd, and he bumps into this kid that has a soda, and he just, like, knocks it sky high out of his hands. When I first saw that, I fucking lost my mind. It was so fucking funny.
Good shit.
Then Patches asks Peter if he wants to celebrate with him. He's like, I've got some hookers in my room. Why don't we celebrate my treat?
My
he's
treat.
Like, oh, no, that's all right. And he's like, suit yourself, queer. then we have day two. Because, you know, these These teams got to rest after a grueling 5-minute dodgeball game.
Literally, this whole tournament could have been an hour.
Right. The whole tournament.
But let's go to day two.
This here we have a...
And they've only played one game.
One game.
Do they progress it through the rest of the tournament? Isn't day two the rest of the tournament?
I think it's 3 days.
3 days, okay.
But yeah, like day two is a montage of them all winning.
Yeah.
Average Joe's beats some breakdancers. Globo Gym beats the Las Vegas PD. Then the semifinals. The Flying Cougars are beating Joe's. And Gordon's the only one left, so he calls a timeout. Uh-huh. Didn't know you could call a timeout in dodgeball.
In this movie, you can.
Yeah. And Pat just tells Gordon he's got to get angry. You know, this has been teased the entire movie. And then he sees his mail order wife flirting with another man. And it's funny because when I first saw it, I was like, that guy kind of looks like Hasselhoff. Like, it should have just been Hasselhoff.
Great. That would have been some added point. Sure.
Well, they only had him for 5 minutes. Yeah.
So he goes crazy. He snaps and he eliminates everyone by himself.
At that moment, he turned into Fuchs.
Well, maybe.
So they're like, oh, they're going to the finals. That'll buy you one heck of a pumpkin. So then Gary Cole's like, oh, I guess with Patches O'Houlihan, it's the luck of the Irish. And then 20 seconds later, Patches is crushed by the luck of the Irish sign.
Very lucky.
That falls on him. And Owen's like, it's probably the way he would have wanted to go.
Yeah.
What?
Really? Really?
What? So then Peter goes to his room, and White is there waiting for him.
Donde esta la biblioteca, Pedro?
What?
We're opening a global gym in Mexico. I've been boning up on my Spanish. And then Michelle was having some digestive problems. I hope you don't mind.
I'm just thinking about that now. Like, you know, his second gym that he opens is fucking in Mexico.
It's in Mexico, yeah.
I think they imply that there's more global gyms at that point.
You probably.
Know,
I mean,
we think there's one, but if it's publicly traded, I hope there's more than one.
So White offers Peter $100,000 in cash. Although when they open the, he's like, I don't think you've ever seen $100,000 except in the movies. And they open the briefcase and it's like, at most it's 10 grand.
Right, right.
You know, like.
But in other words, yeah, it wouldn't look that big anyway.
Yeah, that's just a cartoon joke. So then Owen hits on Fran and tells her, you know, she's the most beautiful thing he's ever seen. In the unrated version, there's a scene where like they're in bed together. That just like it shows you that they actually did hook up.
Yeah, you interesting. Would think after what they showed at the end or in the match.
Yeah. And then Peter shoves Steve up against a wall and tells him you're not a pirate. And Steve really takes that to heart. He walks around Vegas. People are like calling him a freak.
When really that would be the perfect place for him to be a pirate.
Exactly.
Yeah, just hang out at Treasure Island. Like you fit right in.
Yeah. That also plays in later to the alternate ending that we'll talk about. Mm. So the next day, Kate goes to Peter's room, but he's not there. It says that he's checked out. Then we cut to the team walking, and Dwight asks Gordon about, he's like, what happens with a double fall? He's like, oh, a double fall, blah, 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 and they walk off. But that's foreshadowing what happens later.
Right.
Then Amber, the cheerleader, finds Justin. She's like, oh, Derek fell off the roller coaster and broke every bone in his body, which was a joke earlier.
They just said that was going
to
happen.
So he goes to help her. And they like later we see like the little routine they do. They're the donkeys. Yeah. Like, that's their fucking
good
mascot.
Donkeys.
Donkey. And the song's like, donkey, donkey. And in the unrated version, they show that they actually won the whole thing. It was like, wow, they won with that.
Yeah.
Like they just threw up in the air once. Donkeys championship win.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Well, they also only had
93
two people.
Or whatever the
two teams in the bracket.
Right.
So then we see Peter at the airport bar, and I love how of all the things, dodgeball is on the TV.
That's the Ocho.
Everyone's watching dodgeball.
Yeah, of course.
And they show Jason Bateman. He's like, you know, I spoke to White Goodman earlier, and he said his team really wants to win this one.
Yeah.
Right, but you
like,
are.
Peter's character, like, he went to leave.
Yeah.
He's at the airport.
Right. Abandoning all of his friends.
And it's
kind of
weird because he's at the airport, and yet the match is starting.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
little
right,
time
right,
jump
right.
there.
Yeah.
Unless like the gym is like attached to the airport.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Well, I mean, it is the Ocho. It could be in a hangar somewhere, maybe.
So he's given up, but then he's visited by American hero at the time.
At the time.
At the time.
Lance Armstrong.
Yes.
All right.
This was before the blood doping.
Yeah. Aren't you? Well, it was before we found out about the blood.
That's true. Oh, yeah. It might have been during this time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
At this point, he already won six.
It did not age well.
Aren't you Peter LaFleur?
Yeah.
He's like, you know me? He's like, I'm a big fan of yours. I got caught up watching the tournament, ESPN 8. I just can't get enough of it. So then, fair. Yeah, he gives Peter the talking to that he needs. Yeah.
Because bicycling's not like on everyday ESPN,
yeah.
But it would probably be on the Ocho.
It would be.
By the way, something that a lot of people haven't seen, which is it's on HBO Max, Tour de Pharmacy, is fucking hilarious.
My God. John Cena, right?
Well, he's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Andy Samberg, though, like, and his guys.
The tennis one's a little bit better.
They're both great.
They're both great, though.
Yeah. So then we have another cameo. We have William Shatner playing the dodgeball chancellor.
That's right.
And he tells them that they have to forfeit because they don't have enough players. They won't even let them play with the players they have. It's like, no, you have to forfeit. Everyone's here. Fuck that. We're going to send everyone home.
Five? Like, you can't play with five? Like, the six is the max.
I just love it how he does it with Shatner, too. No.
There's nothing I can do.
You have to forfeit.
There's nothing you can do about rules.
Right.
And then Gary Cole's like, average Joe's looks like they're going to be forfeiting. And Jason Bateman, it's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
See if it pays off.
So, of course, Peter shows up right on time, but they say it's too late. William Shatner won't overturn it. However, Gordon reads obscure sports court. He's reading the rules of the whole ADAA dodgeball tournament.
Of course.
And he says the committee can overturn the chancellor with a 2/3 vote. The first guy says yes. The woman says no. And the third guy says yes. Thank you, Chuck Norris. Thank you, Peter. He even thanks Peter.
American hero.
If this is what got him popular again, is this what started all the Chuck Norris jokes?
You know what? It was around that. Yeah, like after that. This was around the same time where like Conan was pulling the lever and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys got your favorite Chuck Norris joke ready to go? Come on, there's got to be one you've remembered all these years. There are so many.
Well, there's one from Expendables 2.
Yeah.
Where he's like, Stallone asked him, he's like, because they do it, like they do it in
Expendables 2. That's my favorite. That's the one I was about to do.
I heard you got bit by a king cobra. He's like, yes, yes. And after 8 agonizing days, the cobra died.
So good.
There was one where it's like Chuck Norris doesn't do push-ups. He pushes the earth down.
Right. Oh, that's right.
There's
that's
Chuck,
so good.
Chuck Norris is counted to infinity twice.
Right. Chuck Norris is able to build a snowman out of water.
Oh, my God. Here's a new one. Chuck Norris was exposed to COVID-19. COVID-19 had to go into quarantine for a month. Chuck Norris didn't call the wrong number. You answered the wrong phone.
At the wrong place.
Chuck Norris didn't cheat death. He won fair and square.
These are great. You can go on forever with these.
Chuck Norris, tears cure cancer. It's a pity he has never cried, ever. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. good shit. Good
so
shit,
we have the finals, and the big shocker is Kate gets eliminated first.
Yeah.
Then Pete hits White in the face, but Michelle catches it. Oh. So right there, you're out, LaFleur!
I love how you're breaking this down. Okay, good.
Play for play.
Best two players gone.
What are we going to do?
Yeah. Owen and Fran both get eliminated because they were staring at each other.
Aw.
Lovebirds.
I also love... It's either Laser or Blazer, but one of them, he like just dives in front and takes a couple of dodgeballs for the team.
We never talked about, what was it, Fran and Owen's love.
I just said that.
No, like before then in Vegas when they were, you know, they finally met each other at the bar.
I said that earlier.
The deleted scene, they actually made love, Josh.
Yes.
Did they really?
Yeah.
You were in your own world when I was saying this earlier.
I did. I was thinking about their, you know, love and romance.
You were thinking about it while I was talking about it.
Yeah.
Then White catches Gordon's ball, so Justin is all alone. Mm. And the Cobras fuck around with him. He throws them one weak-ass ball that White could have just caught and ended it right there.
Right there. Yeah. Game over.
So then they finally, like, throw him one. Justin catches a ball. Kate runs in. She catches a ball. So now Peter's back in.
Just like that, a three-man turnaround. Yeah.
That's amazing. I've never seen that in 100 years of dodgeball.
It's a three-player sway.
Yeah.
Then the Amber's like, Justin, I love you. And he's like, I love you, too. Dodgeball the face. Jody loves Chachi. Then Kate takes a dodgeball bullet for Peter, and White gets jealous.
Right in the vagina.
And nails her in the face.
Jesus.
hard in the
face.
As she's walking off.
The
ref's like, that's misconduct. That's a warning. And just like dangles like this red fucking.
Looks like a G-string or something.
And just a warning too.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's a horrible thing to do.
There's a deleted scene where after that, he has to go to like the cone of shame and he has to kneel down in this like circular triangle and they just like boo him and shame him. It's so fucking weird.
But then he comes back, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. So then we have, it's just Peter versus Michelle and White. Peter eliminates Michelle, but then White nails Peter. They think the Cobras win.
Mm. Such deflating moment.
But fault then ending. We see that White stepped over the line. Double fault.
One toe over the line.
And Gary Cole like loses his shit. He's like, this hasn't happened since 1919. And I think we all remember what happened then. Ladies and gentlemen, sudden death dodgeball. Pepper needs new shorts.
That's a great, great line. Pepper needs new shorts.
So Force Ghost Patches talks to Peter. Listen up, crotch stain. Remember your training and trust your instincts. You can do it. I believe in you. Bye-bye.
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 Back to hell.
Back to hell.
For
dodgeball
sure.
Hell.
For sure.
So Peter puts the towel over his eyes. White's overconfident, you know. What does he say? Goodbye, Peter. I always knew you were weak. Eric Goodman coming at you. He hurls the ball, and then Peter dodges it in slow motion.
Yeah.
They even, like, play, like, the Matrix sound. It's like,
Yes, that's what I was noticing. Yes, the Matrix.
And then he grabs the ball, nails White in the face, and Gary Cole, down goes Goodman.
Yeah, which is from what, Josh?
Down goes Goodman?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Down goes Frazier.
Yeah. I was thinking down goes Goodman.
And then
that's an Ali thing. I was like, down goes Goodman.
If you go on IMDb, it shows you like all the phrases that they parodied.
Yeah.
Because the next one he says, "Do you believe in unlikelihoods?" Right. That's so awesome.
And the rules were you have to stay in the little triangle thing.
Yeah.
And Peter clearly, when he goes down on a knee, gets wide out of the triangle.
Whatever. Funny.
Yeah.
So they get the $50,000, but White points out that Peter signed over the deed to his gym last night. Suck failure, freaks. And then Peter reveals that he bet the money on them to win. 50-1 odds. So they win $5 million.
Again.
$50,000.
A little weird there, a little wonky, right? Like he bet it last night. Then he goes and he's got I'm going to leave.
He said last night?
He did.
Yeah, whatever.
minor details.
So I'll say this. They had to come up with a different ending quickly, because we'll talk about the original ending later.
Okay.
But then Peter tells White that he will use the money to invest in the controlling state of Global Gym.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because it's a publicly traded company. So White freaks out. He immediately starts eating bad. He grabs a hot dog from a kid, shoves it in his mouth. And then Steve returns and tells Peter, you know, you're right. I'm not really a pirate. But he shows him all the cash and he turns back into Steve the pirate.
Yeah.
You even mentioned like this guy somehow cured his mental illness overnight.
He had a mental illness, and Peter's like, "Nah, you're a pirate, motherfucker." Arr, gar.
No, but I'm kind of with you, Joe. We were talking about it when we were watching the movie. How like you know everyone kind of had a little bit of an arc here, but Peter kind of just stayed the same.
Yeah,
he was just like a douchebag. He was like a lazy douchebag all the way through.
I think his whole life, he always, you know, he'd never have goals. He always quit. He didn't quit. He needed Lance Armstrong's help.
I guess.
To, you know, give him that motivation.
But still, even though you think he would have a little bit of fire or something like that, but he still just keeps on being like that.
Josh, he had an arc. He's rich now.
His arc is. He's the guy that he hated at the beginning of the movie.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
That's what they should do.
He becomes
like
White Goodman.
And then White is fat and he has to get healthy and redeem himself. And then he's the good guy. That would be amazing.
That would be great.
Did we just get executive producer credits?
That would be fucking great.
Well,
that
Peter's fucking with White at the beginning of the movie. Remember he kept saying all the things he was doing to him?
No, Peter.
What happened when you slept with three of my trainers? That was one night.
Peter is one of the bad guys in the movie.
He is. He's not a good person.
Yeah.
It's a comedy, so you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
Exactly.
No, so but even like when when White was about to get the ball, he's like, looking kind of fat in those jeans.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
It's just he's an asshole. Talk. Come on. So then Kate's girlfriend shows up and they make out and
fucking she was
Dwight's like, I told you she was a lesbian. Wow. He's like, wow, good call on that. Yeah. She's like, hey, I'm not a lesbian, I'm bisexual. And then she makes out with Peter.
Apparently she's poly.
Poly bisexual.
Right.
Wow.
In the unrated version, they have a three-way makeout session for like 10 seconds.
Why couldn't we watch that one? Pull it up on the screen.
That must be nice.
Yeah.
I'm sure Ben Stiller's like, that's enough. We need another one? How about no?
Yeah.
You're only getting one take.
Yeah.
So then we have the Average Joe's commercial like some time later. And he's like, they have youth dodgeball classes. And then we see, you can see Amber, the cheerleader, is pregnant.
Pregnant.
With Justin's baby, hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the other boyfriend.
You never know.
Oh, right.
But I love that they just threw that in there like, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
That's just so random.
Amber, the hopefully now graduated high school.
We don't know how much time went by. It's the only thing that we don't know about the timeline.
That's true.
That's true.
Then we see White watching at home and he's 600 pounds again.
Oh. Yeah.
Spare me. I won that tournament. Fucking Chuck Norris. What a great final line for a movie.
It's great.
Fucking Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
We said that so many times for like a year when that happened. Then we get a post credits where we have more Fat White Goodman.
Gross.
Oh my God.
Doing the, at the time, it was a very popular song, My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard with his big fucking tits.
Yeah.
Shake him in the camera. He also complains in this scene. He's like, that's the problem with American cinema, you know? Don't make me think. I just want to be entertained.
Making fun of his own movie.
The original ending, it's because the original ending, Global Jim wins.
Okay.
They win legitimately. They think it's all over. We're fucked. Like, they won. They won the dodgeball tournament. But Steve the pirate, who when Peter told him, you're not a pirate, he got all depressed. He went on a gambling binge that night and won like $5 million. And then he shows up after. He's like, Peter, I found my buried treasure. Because early in the movie, in the beginning, he's like, I'll split my buried treasure with you.
Right.
So he gets his buried treasure and then they, you know, save the gym with the money.
Interesting.
That was the original ending. And 20th Century Fox told him, like, no, you got to have the good guys win the tournament. And so
I think I'd rather have Peter do his blindfold thing, miss, and
good.
Hit him.
Yeah. Sure.
It was a good on the spot one, but I don't know. I kind of like how the pirate would have got the win here.
Right.
You know?
I think both would have been fine.
Yeah.
You know? But either way, it was good. Also, I bought the DVD. I bought the DVD, like I said, both DVDs. No, there was no such thing back then. But I bought the original, had DVD commentary with Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller, and the director writer. And it was great. You know, it's just like a really good DVD commentary. They tell you stuff about making the movie, obviously. Then I got the unrated version. And I was like, okay, it says DVD commentary. Is it the same one? So I pop it in, turn on the DVD commentary. And it's this whole like funny fucking thing where the director's there. Vince Vaughn's there like, hey, I'm Vince Vaughn. You know, hey, I'm the director. We're supposed to have Ben Stiller here, but, you know, big Hollywood movie star, big shot. He, you know, he can never be on time, so I don't know. Ben might show up. Then, like, 5 minutes into it, you hear Ben Stiller walking. He's like, hey, guys, sorry I'm late. He makes up, like, some lame excuse. They're like, yeah, okay, sure, Ben. And he's like, well, I brought biscotti. You guys want some biscotti? He's like, it's really good. They're like, no, we don't want any biscotti. So then he's just eating loudly over the microphone, like, as they're trying to talk about the movie. And then, like, it's only like 20 minutes long.
Wow.
But like 20 minutes in, like Ben's just being a dick and they're like, you're such a fucking asshole. And they all get mad at each other and they all leave. So then there's just silence. And then like the editors are like, what do we do? They left. They left. What the fuck do we do? And it's like, let's just put the DVD commentary first, something about Mary. And they're like, we can't do that. He's like, we can do that. No one will notice. So then the rest of the movie is the DVD commentary.
Oh, my God.
There's something about Mary.
What?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. That's great.
So I guess
I would love to watch that again. It's fucking great.
DVD commentary, I guess, is a thing of the past, obviously, without DVDs coming out all the time.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean,
what
they come out,
it.
But like, not really.
Come out, yeah. But, I mean, DVDs in general, I still collect some Blu-rays, and some do have it, but I don't watch the DVD commentary anymore or listen to it. Yeah. I used to be super into it though back then.
Right.
Like I would do that with everything.
Yeah.
So
We ready for some fun facts?
Yes.
Well, do you want to get to the... I think I have all the names from the teams in the movie.
Well, we don't have to read them all, but some that...
there's the MILFs. There were the MILFs.
Yeah. Moscow Mayhem, the She-Mullets.
Spleen Mashers.
Kamikazes.
The Kamikazes.
Drunk and Disorderly.
Yes.
The Wedgies. Sure. Monterey Mulchers. The She-Ropes.
The She-Ros. Like the Heroes, the She-Ros.
The Big Package.
Big Package.
Yeah. This is some interesting ones.
All right, fun facts. Might have more.
Yeah, so Norm McDonald's in this movie.
Really?
Apparently he could be seen in some of the global gym scenes in the commercial.
Oh my God.
And he's just in the background working out, yeah.
If he was there, use him.
Right, right. Well, he didn't want his credits. He's probably getting paid. He's like, oh, I'll just get on the background here.
Yeah, interesting. Well, we talked about this during the movie, but Justin Long actually cut his eyebrow during the scene with the wrenches.
Right.
It wasn't a real wrench, of course, but it was a heavy rubber wrench.
Yeah.
Also
that
for
fucked him up.
Also, for wrestling fans, Candice Michelle's one of the cheerleaders, one of the dodgeball dancers, you know, in Vegas.
Oh, shit.
So the line, "You made me bleed my own blood."
Yeah.
You don't know what that's from? According to this.
Is that Rambo?
He says, it's an homage to Nelson Muntz saying, "You made me bleed my own blood" on the Simpsons episode in 1989.
Bart the General. Which episode?
Bart the General.
Ooh.
Interesting.
And yeah.
Yeah. The Simpsons reference. Even Angie doesn't know.
I don't think that's one of my, maybe I have to see that episode.
Might have been a
again.
Long time ago, you know?
Sure. Oh. I mean, yeah. Because now I just watch like my favorite 100 episodes. It's probably not one of them.
Yeah.
One of the cameos that that we didn't mention was when Ben Stiller was having his private time with the pizza.
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt is doing the play-by-play on the video of whatever he's watching.
Yeah.
And also, you caught the thing about during the Girl Scouts. The music for the Girl Scouts?
No, that was Joe.
Oh, that was Joe?
The what?
The music for the Girl Scouts?
Oh, yeah. It's Crash Holly and Hardcore Holly's music.
That's when they were in WWE,
which is crazy. And apparently the average Joes versus the Purple Cobras is a knockoff of G.I. Joe versus the Cobra Commanders.
Oh, of course.
Of course. How do we not know this?
See that?
Damn it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So this is the last one I have. Apparently, per IMDb, the original title of this movie was simply Underdog.
Mm.
Right, because it's Dodgeball, a true underdog story. That's right, the official title.
Mm. There you go.
Well, we'll see if the sequel is any good, I guess.
It better be.
They should use that idea right now.
Have him turn
Vince Vaughn.
How do you not?
An asshole. He broke up with Kate, long ago. So now Kate's with White.
Oh my God. That would
and
be
like,
great.
Vince Vaughn's got Michelle. He's like, used to be my guy. Yeah, it'd be fucking awesome.
Right. Like Kate sees Fat
like,
Walt
what
one
are you,
day.
What are they
going
to do?
Pity?
Just do the same thing, right? Like that this would be pretty much.
Sad.
That's how most sequels happen. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully not.
Right.
We'll see what happens. All right, let's do some fan questions and comments, and then we'll get out of here. Pull this up.
I imagine largely positive today.
I would imagine. One Punch Man, does Josh find Fran Stelanoskovich-Develovitsky hot? Seems like his kind of girl.
I'll be honest. Once I figured out who she was, I was like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking hot. Yeah.
But you'd rather have her as the Fran character with the unibrow.
No. Okay, right. I'm not a mole person.
This is Doctor Who Are You? Hey, fellas. I was wondering if you guys were going to review the Twisted Metal series with Anthony Mackie and Samoa Joe.
Oh, we kind of talked about that.
Also, who knew MJF stole his catchphrase from White Goodman? #PushJosh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Samoa Joe plays Sweet Tooth, but he just plays the body. The voice is, what's his name?
Talked about it last week or the week before.
Will Arnett does the voice of Sweet Tooth.
Oh, really?
Samoa Joe is the body, though.
Interesting.
I might check it out. It was one of my favorite games. Brian, what's the craziest thing Josh would do on the podcast for $20? Chief Nakahomer says his milkshakes will bring all the boys to the yard.
I would not do that. I was disturbed. I was disturbed when I saw that scene because I never saw that in movie theaters. Then I saw him playing with his titties, and I was like, oh, I'm out.
Chief also says, I love this film so much that I've been wanting to join a dodgeball team for so long, but haven't had luck due to money and scheduling. If anyone in the Houston area can help out, please let me know. I'm excited for a sequel. It can learn from the mistakes other sequels have made. I mean, that's true. I'd be up to play dodgeball too, Chief, if you could get a team together.
I might be willing to join. Oh, shit.
All right, Joe, and you, Guy.
There you go.
And Josh could coach, like Owen.
I could coach if you can dodge a wrench.
Josh is the patches.
I'll be
Josh
patches.
In the back, we're going, dick balls, dodge dick of...
Dick me down.
Shut up, Josh.
Listen, you fucking queefs, if you can dodge a ball...
Yeah.
Dust fucked it up again. Yeah. Damn it.
Jack Goodwin, are all obscure sports movies brilliant? Tag, Dodgeball, Basketball, Cool Runnings, Kingpin.
Cool Runnings.
I don't know if Cool Runnings
counts.
Did I hear
Basketball
starring
in there?
Starring Joe Pisano.
What was Thank Tag? I never saw Tag.
Tag is the grown men playing tag with each other. I never saw I never it either. Saw
that. Good movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Hawkeye is like the best in the world.
Right. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
A lot of stars.
Tim, Josh, say dodge, duck, dip, dive, dodge 5 times fast. He can't even do it once.
Yeah. We fucked it up earlier.
There's not even a reason to try it.
No, I can't.
McMahon, Helmsley, Regime, one of the funniest movies ever. Glad you guys are reviewing this. If you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball. Yes.
Yeah.
Red shirt guy, if Will Smith smacked The Rock, what's the meme? Mine would be the more you fuck around, the more you find out. I mean, that's a good one.
Fuck around and find out for sure.
Yeah, I forgot who said that. Some celebrity was like, yeah, what if he slapped The Rock? What would have happened there?
Yeah, of course. You know,
like, well, he wouldn't have. Yeah, no, if it was The Rock that said
no
that.
No way he goes
Will
on
Will Smith
stage.
Just would have stayed seated and laughed.
Correct.
The Rizzler, L for Love. We didn't mention that joke. What a great movie. In all honesty, if I were a betting man, my money would have been on Skills That Kills or Moose Knuckles.
Moose Knuckles.
Keep in mind, I am Canadian.
Oh, shit. Okay.
PCJ. PCJ, Pushfire Barry, Basketball, Dodgeball, and Kingpin.
I never saw Kingpin.
I think you pushed Dodgeball.
Push Dodgeball.
That's a tough one. The next two are...
I've never seen Kingpin, honestly.
Really?
So I'd bury Basketball.
That's with Woody Harrelson and who else?
Bill Murray, right?
Yeah, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray's in that, damn. Mm-hmm.
They said he actually bowled a turkey for real in front of the crowd.
Really?
Bill Murray.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I saw that on a fact, like, and that's why they were, like, really going insane.
What the fuck is bowling a turkey?
Three strikes in a row.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Omar, can we review a few Christopher Nolan movies until Oppenheimer, excluding the Dark Knight trilogy, unless you want Master White? Well, we did the Dark Knight trilogy. Yeah, we did that one.
I'm willing to do that. There's a lot of Christopher Nolan movies I haven't seen yet. So, yeah, let's open up this universe, baby.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Chris Berg, thoughts on the theory that White Goodman is actually Tony Perkis from the 1995 movie Heavyweights?
Yeah. That's kind of funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then Pushfire Barry, underrated dodgeball scenes, cheerleader tryouts, car wash, Girl Scout DQ from the horse tranquilizers.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
they're all great. Underrated? Come on.
The Girl Scouts is the best one of those.
God damn it, Bernice.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
How can you fire any of them?
You can't. All right. That is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. At Hollywood Hog Pod. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. We're currently reviewing season 4 of Barry.
Barry.
It's gotten weird. This next episode, which is out already, is better.
Yeah.
But we'll see. And then next week, we got Fast 10.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Wow. Family. They went to space excited. In the last movie.
Yes.
What are they going to do here? Yeah,
Mars.
They're in Brazil. Well, like, where can they go in Brazil, right?
I think Vin Diesel just gets superpowers. I think he, like, you know.
I think.
Bullets in him in the chest.
Jason Momoa's just got to turn into Aquaman, right?
We're going to get Groot, Aquaman.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel.
This is where they finally merge Fast and Furious franchise with Jurassic Park. And we have dinosaurs versus cars.
Yes.
Who wins? I don't know.
I don't know. Fucking raptors driving cars.
All right. We'll see you next week,
family.
There are two things that are absolutely true.
Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what Grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.